Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, man, talk to us. I know that the Lord is sharing some just amazing things with you. What's the Lord been showing you?
Well, he's been speaking to me, just continuing just the powerful truth of just being offended, you know. And it's last time I was just sharing with you, I had God had asked me the question, you know, who are you listening to? Mm-hmm. And he kind of asked me another question. It's amazing how God, when God asks you a question, he doesn't really necessarily need an answer.
He's not looking for an answer.
Yeah.
Right.
He's, he already knows it.
Yeah. But he's asking you the question to see what you're at, what, you know, what you may not have thought of. And he asked me, he says, you know, whose words are you repeating? And he was speaking to me about offense. And in Matthew 15, the Pharisees came up and asked Jesus, you know, how come, you know, you don't follow these traditions about what we do? And you can, and Jesus was talking about the fact that, like, it's not about the outside of the cup, it's the inside of the cup. And as he was finished up saying this, his disciples came up to him and they said in Matthew 15, verse 12, he says, then the disciples came up to him and they asked him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? And I just began to really just chew on that. It's just like, these were the religious people.
Mm-hmm.
These were the religious people that had, you know, the word memorized, but they were offended by the truth. They were offended by the Father's word that was spoken to Jesus, that Jesus said. Because everything that Jesus said and he did, it was done by the Father. Mm-hmm. And as I continued to read in that, what God really, really made known to me was the fact that all these things Jesus had done, the disciples saw.
Right.
Eyes were being opened. The dead were being raised. Ears were being opened. Miracles. Sickness was leaving. But then Jesus asked his disciples, they says, you know, who do you say that I am? And the disciples were so quick to say what other people were saying, what other people were saying who Jesus was. But Peter just kind of stopped for a moment. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, God gave Peter that revelation of, you are the Christ.
Mm.
And he did not let what Jesus' past teachings were to offend him. Because if we allow Jesus' words to offend us because it contradicts, well, what we want, what our expectations are, what our desires are, it's going to get in the way. And it's just like God just began to just build on that. And it was just amazing because I think about the journey that Peter went on.
Right.
I mean, Peter denied Jesus at the crucial hour. And it was... Mm-hmm. But he was holding on to that revelation. And I think about Judas also denied Jesus. But the thing is, though, Judas never sought after Jesus like Peter did.
Yeah.
Peter would hungered and he was so zealous and it's just like, I want to know you and I'm ready to follow you. Judas never did that.
You know what the difference was there? The difference was that Peter actually repented.
Yeah.
Judas felt sorrowful for what happened.
Right.
He threw the coins back at them,
yeah.
But he never, ever, ever repented to Jesus.
Yeah, he didn't get over it.
The Bible says that godly sorrow worketh repentance. You know, there's a lot of people that feel bad about what they've done.
Yeah.
They feel horrible, but let me tell you something. Feeling bad is not good enough. It's godly sorrow. Godly sorrow that works repentance in your life that causes you to reach out to God and repent.
Yeah. And I said all that to say this. It's just like a storm came into their life. That season of just like an absolute where it's just almost like, you know, have you ever like fallen, like when you're playing sports and you fell on the ground or like the ball was like right at your chest and you fell on the ball and the wind was knocked out of you and you're just gasping and you feel like you got no life in you. And it's just like God says that there's going to be storms in this life.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, he says, cheer up, look up. I've overcome this life. Mm-hmm. And what God revealed to me was that everything was shaken in Peter's life so that the only thing that was left was his revelation. That's the only thing that he had was understanding that the love of God. It's just like we have to have that revelation because those offenses are going to come.
Oh, yeah.
And if we don't have that, and it's just like we're going to fall away. And that was the truth of it, is because we can seek information. We can read the Word of God. The religious people knew the Word of God. Judas spent time with Jesus just like his disciples did, but he didn't have that revelation. He didn't have that love connection.
He had another God.
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it was just so powerful to me because it's just like understanding the fact that Jesus' words can offend us if we allow it to be, because his truth is can contradict our desires, can contradict, okay, what do I want out of this life? Or possibilities are endless. But it's just like God's will, his perfect will, that's where it's different, because it's just like, why are we going after God? Is it because of what he's going to do? Or is it just to be with him?
Are we seeking him or are we seeking his hand?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And it was just like that much more of a repeated foundation of having that revelation and tying it in with the fact of like, if we don't, those moments of offense are going to come and it's going to cause us to fall away from him. And it just, it's that word that it's like you constantly want to chew on it, because you can read one scripture and see one level of it, and through your own experiences in your life. And it's like you can come across multiple levels like, oh my goodness, I've never seen that before. But that's the difference. That's that revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was like there was that day when God gave me a revelation of a revelation. You might be listening to this right now and you're like, I don't know what a revelation is. What's a revelation? And it's like, if you think about it, if you're reading the Word of God like you read a math book, you're just reading the pages, you're not really getting anything out of it. But when you are reading that Word of God and you're looking at it like you're actually spending time with God, and you ask him, God, I need to encounter you. I want to know a personal relationship with you. I want to have that perspective of your word where I can repeat this word, but what do you mean by it? What are you saying in my life about it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's that relationship. When we say, when you go to iabide.org or you're reading your word in the morning, that's that back and forth communication, because it's that encounters that's going to ground you during those hard places.
And God will reveal himself. The revelation is God expanding upon what's the written. There's the written word, which is the Logos, but then there's the Rhema word. The Rhema word is the revealed word, that revealed word to you today. And oftentimes when I abide, I say, God, you know, reveal the word in the word to me today.
Yeah.
Reveal the word in the word. There's a revealed word as we're abiding, as we're spending time with God, as we're staying. It's exactly what you're talking about, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Because God will, we've talked about on VFN radio, it's the unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
It's the depthness. God will bring you into deeper to the word, but it's not going to happen with a casual glance or a casual read. You got to spend time with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Spend time with him.
And that's the big thing. It's just like, are we willing to invest?
Mm.
And I remember years ago when God revealed to me, that's just like, whenever you make a choice in life, you know, God says we have free will. And we have to exercise that choice. It's like you were saying before, God sees that morning when you drag yourself out of bed, when you need that cup of coffee or whatever to kind of wake up, but you make that choice to go after God. When you're saying yes to God, you're saying no to everything else so that you can make that time to spend with
him.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. When you're saying yes to be with your spouse, your husband, your wife, your children, you're saying they are important at that one moment to be with them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like when you're saying yes to God, he sees that.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I'm always amazed for this. I had no choice. I just had to. No. Life is a bunch of choices.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You chose to say no to that, but you chose to say yes to this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It goes both ways, but you're right.
Yeah.
If you're choosing to spend time with God, you're actually saying no to other things. The question is, and for many, according to George Barna, many are not willing to say no to sleep, not willing to say no to comfort, not willing to say no to, you know, stepping out and just believing God that he's going to speak to me. He's going to reveal his word, that, you know what I'm saying? Starting out with a spiritual discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to say no. Isn't that something? America doesn't want to say no to anything. Believers don't want to say no to being inconvenience, mm-hmm. no to giving. No to reading God's word, and there's no self-denial in anything. Those are the ones that are greatly offended, because when everything revolves around you and revolve what you want to do,
mm.
the mere thought of someone asking you to deny yourself, what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The mere thought, did you actually think that I should deny myself right now? The mere thought just locks them up and offends them.
Yeah.
And you got to say no. You got to say no. You got to say no to yourself and yes to God in so many different ways, you know? Right. Because it's a life of offense because mm-hmm. you're constantly going to be offended because you refuse to put yourself aside.
Amen. That's the truth. Because it's just like every choice, it's either me or it's someone else. It's either ourselves or Jesus.
That's right.
That's when it comes down to it in the most simplest form. But when you think about it, when you look at that perspective, it makes your choices so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because in this choice, am I loving me or am I choosing to love Jesus?
That's right. It's a choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a choice. It's amazing that there's a price mm-hmm. associated with that choice.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's like when you tell people a situation, you tell them truth and you hear that response, man, it's just so hard. I don't know. It's just so hard. It's like, actually, it's just not. It's
yeah.
just, you're just encountering the reality of the fact that you just might have to make a decision that's contrary to what you want.
Yeah.
And I've had many of those, but God loves us enough to share the truth with us that we need to hear.
Absolutely.
Not what we want to hear.
Absolutely. Well, man, that's awesome. It's exactly what we need. And it's really good stuff. It's exactly what we need to hear because so many times we're putting ourselves first.
Yeah.
When we need to be putting ourselves last.
Last.
Last, right?
Which totally flips the American culture.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.